there, it's Kathleen here, and welcome to The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. Let me encourage you to not just listen, but partner with God and practice what He speaks to you. You can access more information about me, my newspaper articles, upcoming events, contact me, or purchase my book, Thriving Through Seasons of Grief, on my website at www.kathleenmaxwellranby.com. This podcast is now in 28 countries, and people have donated so that you can listen free. Will you consider paying it forward for someone else by giving a one-time or monthly gift? Simply click the button that says Become a Patron or Patronage at the top of the podcast. And don't forget to click the like or follow, and you'll be the first to know when new episodes are released. Enjoy the podcast.
Welcome, friends. This is Kathleen here today, and I am so glad you've joined me. If this is your first time, I just want to say welcome to The Gathering, Bringing God into Everyday Life. And I come to you as a goodness author, newspaper columnist, speaker, minister, grief specialist, wife, mother, just a whole different array of things I've done within my life. And most of all, though, I want you to know that I'm just an ordinary woman that loves God and loves showing other people how to bring Him into our everyday life. So much of my story was I grew up in the church, learned a lot, had a lot of head knowledge, but lacked really understanding the heart knowledge of different topics. And so I've become passionate about helping other people discover how God really wants to be a part of everything that you're dealing with in life. And I want to start out today with talking about something. I feel like the Lord put it on my heart for now, a now word, but talking about something that is going to help you feel secure and strong and give you power and give you joy. How many of you need those things in your life? Yeah, I'm sure hands are going up all over the world, but it's true. I think we all need those things. And I found recently written in one of my journals, this statement and what I felt like the Lord was telling me. I frequently write in my journal and write down things that I feel like God is speaking to me, just to have a documentation and to see later on if that was right or not. But years ago, I had written down from the Lord, "Be rooted in my love. It is the place you are secure, strong, and move in power and joy." And I was reflecting on that, just the importance of us being secure in God's love. Be rooted in His love. You know, you think that a tree isn't going to make it if it doesn't have roots. A plant isn't going to make it unless it has good roots. And it is important that our system, the root system, gives us life for a plant. And it's true for that, true for us in our everyday life. What are you rooted in? I want to ask you, what are you rooted in? Well, I feel like all of us can be rooted more in the love of God. And I want to read to you just a passage from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 through 20 in the Passion Translation. I like to read things in different translations to just get a different grasp of what maybe a scripture means. And this one I just love when I read it in the Passion Translation, which is a more modern day translation if you've never heard of it. So I want to read it to you, and I want to just speak it over you. And then I want to come back and talk about it. So here we go. Sit back, pick up your water bottle, cup of tea, cup of coffee. Just relax and let these words wash over you. I want you to just think about them. Stop what you're doing. If you're driving, keep driving. Look straight ahead. But just let these words wash over your heart. So this is Ephesians 3, 14 through 20 in the Passion Translation. It says, "So I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, the perfect Father of every father and child in heaven and earth. And I pray that He would unveil within you the unlimited riches of His glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with His divine might and explosive power. Then, by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside of you, and the resting place of His love will become the very source and root of your life. Then you will be empowered to discover what every Holy One experiences, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is His love, how enduring and inclusive it is. Endless love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding. This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for His miraculous power constantly energizes you. Oh my goodness, what a powerful, powerful scripture of God's heart for you and for me. You can rewind and play that over and over, and I would encourage you to do that until it soaks into your spirit. I would encourage you to go look this passage up, but let's talk about it further. And I just want to share some of the things I gleaned in reading this passage. It talks about in the beginning here, the perfect Father of every father and child. And, you know, many times we have a hard time understanding God's love because maybe our father wasn't perfect. Maybe he was absent. Maybe he was gone, working all the time, or in jail, or maybe your parents were divorced and your father wasn't around. Maybe you were adopted. There are all these things that can shape what our viewpoint is of God the Father. And I can share this as just somebody who grew up in a good Christian home, and I had a good dad. But one of the things my dad did not frequently or seldom tell me that he loved me, and that really did affect me as a young girl. And there were just some other things, but one of the things is, and this happened, I guess, in my 30s, the Lord just said, I want to really be a daddy to you. And that's when I began to understand more of God's deep, deep love for me as the perfect Father. And, you know, it says here that when we understand God is our perfect Father, that He really, really loves you. He really, really created you. You did not just happen on this earth. There is a plan and there is a purpose. But what happens is that many, many times Satan wants to, and his job description is to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to make us feel like we're not loved or we're not good enough, or maybe, you know, we don't measure up in some aspect, and yet God said, no, you're my child. I just love you. I remember when they put my first baby, baby boy in my arms, I remember looking at that child and I thought of, oh my word, how much I loved him. I didn't even know him. He was totally dependent on me. He didn't have to do anything for that love. There was just a mother's love for this child that had been given to me. And that's the way God feels about you and about me. But many times we've had hurts or wounds that keep us from understanding that. And so I hope and pray today that God will just unveil His great love for you. Because when we understand how wonderful He is, how He's chosen you just the way you are, He calls you His child, and you're the one He wants to richly bless until you walk in the divine might and explosive power He provides. Oh my word, when we begin to understand how loved we are by God, it gives us power, it gives us fuel, it gives us strength, and it makes us feel secure. And we can go on about our life. And so I want you to know today, I don't care what's happened to you in your life. I do care what's happened to you in your life. But nevertheless, regardless of what has happened to you, the Lord wants you to know today, He loves you, He loves you, He loves you. Not for how you perform. Many times we may have had a dad. My dad was like this. He would, as long as I did exactly what he wanted, his love was there. And he was nice and you know, would joke and tease and that kind of stuff. But man, if I disobeyed or didn't do something that matched up to his standard, he would withdraw his love from me. And I think that was his way, and probably in that generation, that's how you raise kids. But he withdrew his love from me. And so then I would have to spend hours, sometimes days, trying to get back into his good graces, to where there would be, I would feel like that wall had come down and his love was there. And I attributed, that's the way God was. If I messed up or I sinned, he was withdrawing his love from me. And that's how I lived my life. I can say now, over half of my life, I've been living in understanding. I can say I feel like I understand the depth of his love so much more. And I'm just loved because I'm his child. And he wants you to know that today too. You're just loved because you are his child. And it says in verse 17 of this passage, it says, then by consistently using your faith, it's an act of faith to say, you know what, I am loved. Life circumstances may not have made me feel loved, but I am loved because that's what the Word of God says, and that's true. It says, then by consistently using your faith, and we have to believe and practice the truth of His Word, choose to believe, but then practice it, the life of Christ will be released with deep inside of you, and the resting place of His love will become the very source and root of your life. Oh my goodness. My question to you is, are you rooted in God's great love for you? Are you rooted in it? His love is where we're strengthened, where we're fed, where we're stable, and where we're secure. It's where we run when life knocks us down, when people are unkind, when we get discouraged, and when we don't know what to do. That's when we step into that place of living much loved. You know, many times we can feel isolated in life and maybe not connected with people. I recently went through a major surgery and I had to stay home a great bit. You know, and I was more isolated and lonely in that. My husband was very busy and he was in and out. But God's heart for you and for me is that the resting place of His love will become the very source and root of your life. And so I want you to just put your hand on your heart right now, and I want you to just say, I am loved. I am loved because I am a child of God. I am loved because I'm chosen by Him. I was His idea. And Lord, I want my roots to go deep in your love. Amen. I just think that is powerful and what we need, you know, to do. Because there's so much and so much we can accomplish when we know how much we're loved. And if we fail, just get back up, dust ourselves off, and get back in the race. God is not standing there with a whip ready to whip you because you have failed, because you have sinned, because you have fallen. He simply loves you. He says, get back up, get back in the race, and walk in my endless love. You know, verse 18 and 19, when we are rooted in God's love, then we're empowered to discover what every holy one experiences, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love. How enduring and inclusive. It's not exclusive. Many times, you know, we may be excluded from a group, or we may not be wanted or voted in or whatever. And the Lord says, no, no, no. My love is inclusive. It's endless love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding. And this extravagant love pours into you until you are filled with overflowing in the fullness of God. I think many times we need to sit and just let God fill us up with his love. I think, you know, taking time in our day, they call it, you know, on your Apple Watch, mindfulness, you know, have you had a mindful moment? And I think we need to sit and have times in the day, and maybe you can use your watch to, okay, I'm going to just, Lord, come fill me with your love. Lord, just give me an awareness of your love. Father, I just come to you and I need you to fill me up, because yesterday depleted me of joy, of feeling loved, of whatever. God wants you to know you're loved, and we have to go back to him. We have to go back to him and say, Lord, fill me up again, because life has knocked me down. Life has drained me. My kids have drained me. My grandkids have drained me. My, you know, job has drained me. Lord, fill me up. Because then when we're secure and rooted in that love, we're going to have that joy and that power to enjoy the day. And I feel like he really wants us to get this deep, deep in our spirit. He really, really does. Because then we're filled and overflowing. And people are going to be attracted to you. Do you know that when you're full of the love of God, it's going to attract people to you. It's going to make you look better. It is going to illuminate from you when you're full of the love of Christ. So not only do we need this for us, but we need it for those that are around us. They need it. We are in a dying world. We're in a confused world. People are so confused these days. They don't know who they are. They don't know how loved they are. And they need people like you and like me to remind them that they are loved. And it says, you know, in verse 20, never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo all of them with his miraculous power and constantly energize you. So if you need more energy, I encourage you to go to the Lord and just say, Lord, I'm here and I need you to fill me with your love. With that awareness, I choose to believe it. Lord, forgive my sins. I'm here, God, for you to fill me to overflowing. And here's the deal, folks. We need to do this every day. It's not just a once a week deal. It's not a once a month deal. It's a daily thing. Daily thing. And I think many times we get tired, we get worn out, we get burned out because we're not going to the very source, to the very root system of what's going to make us secure. And that is God's love. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. And he wants you to live as his much loved child. He wants you to run to him and stand in this truth. Well, I could share much, much more about this, but I just want to remind you of how loved you are and encourage you to let your roots go deep in the fact that you're loved. You may need to write that down. I am loved, or you are loved. You may need to put it in a sticky note in your car, on your mirror, or whatever. But remind yourself, because that's what Ephesians 14 through 20 tells us. And I'm going to read it one more time as I close. I want you to close your eyes and just let these words wash over you, cleanse you, encourage you, strengthen you, and empower you. Ephesians 3, 14 through 20, and then I'm going to pray. So I humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, the perfect Father, and every father and child in heaven and earth. And I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Then, by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside of you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. Then you will be empowered to discover that what every holy one experiences, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is this love? How enduring and inclusive is it? Endless love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding. This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled with overflowing and the fullness of God. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all of this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will undo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes you. Lord, thank you for your amazing, amazing love for us. And Lord, it's not predicated on our performance. Lord, you just love us simply because we were your ideal. We were chosen by you, handpicked for this time in history. And I pray that everyone listening, Lord, that their roots would go deeper in understanding your great, great love for them. And that, Lord, we would be a people that understand the Father's love and give it away. That we will be a people, Lord, that shows others how much they are loved because we are rooted in your love. And I ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks for listening. We're going to talk more about this another time. And you might need to pass this on to someone you know. Go on and have a great day. Bye.